Lanceville Council has asked staff to prepare a report regarding a site plan for 7915 Clark Drive West that includes both a fire training area and a new public works yard. During a meeting on Wednesday, July 16, Council made a request that staff prepare a report for Council's consideration with a site plan, including funding sources and financing options for a new public works yard with various location options, and fire department training area to be sited on the property. Mayor Mark Swain said the motion is for preliminary information. Right now we need to be aware of our financial plan, and we already have in our financial plan a fairly large sum of money we're paying in lease every year for our public works space, and that goes a long way if you're borrowing money to pay for a future site, he said. There's lots of things we need to consider. I think the information now is incomplete and we need more information before we start moving forward and trying to have a firm plan. Lanceville's Public Works Department is currently using a building on Lanceville Road as a temporary public works facility after leaving its former Metro Road location. The Clark Drive West site is currently about 2 hectares of uncleared district-owned land. A report from the mayor at the meeting noted that once the total required site area is determined, ground prep and fencing requirements can be done this summer or fall. The report stated that permanently installing a prefabricated modular building could drastically shorten the completion time of a public works facility build, including customization of the building to meet the needs of the employees as well as provide for additional training or meeting rooms to support fire department training activities and/or other district meeting room needs. Swain told council that these modular buildings would not be comparable to an ATCO construction trailer, and the motion is about getting preliminary information back. You have to start looking at modular builds and buildings, he said. One real good example for council, and for the community for that matter, is to just Google Samaritan Place in Nanaimo. That's a 4-story modular building and you wouldn't think anything different. It's a modular build and it is high-end finishing and it's meant to last and be permanent. He said the layout would also take into account the large open area where volunteer firefighters can train. It basically keeps our firefighters in town on training days as opposed to having to leave town all the time to do some of the training drills that requires space they don't have on their current site, Swain said. Do we have a tower there? No, we don't, but there's a lot of other drills and practice things that they do where they just need to have access to a fire hydrant and they just need basically the area to conduct the practice drills. Council also discussed using the area as a potential site for a future fire hall, and keeping a portion of the property reserved for that future use. The district is currently in the process of applying for a $7 million grant due in September to build a new fire hall on the property. During the meeting, Councilman Ian Savage said he would like to hear about the viability of using the current fire hall as a public works facility, should a new fire hall site be implemented on Clark Drive West. Just the viability of it, as I'm not saying the whole public works, I'm just saying as one component of public works because of those bays and office space and so on, not to waste that, Savage said. If we renewed the lease, we would have security of a longer period of time with the ability of having a change of use from fire hall to public works. Glenn Morphy, Lanceville's Director of Public Works, said council will receive a report at a later date that looks at all possible locations, and will also include considerations on the fire hall.